请我们一起来翻开圣经以斯拉记第八章。
Let's turn to Ezra chapter 8.
Ezra chapter 8, verse 21.
Verse 21. There, by the Afa canal, I proclaim a fast, so that we might humble ourselves before God, before our God, and ask Him for a safe journey for us and our children, with all our possessions.
这里的我啊，就是指着以这个以斯拉。
I hear was Ezra.
啊，以斯拉邀请那些要跟他一起回耶路撒冷的人啊，做禁食的祷告。
He invited all those who plan to travel back to Israel to proclaim a fast.
那用一种很谦卑啊，谦卑自己的态度来做禁食的祷告。
With a humble attitude, they fasted.
啊，表示说我们需要神的帮助，我们要依赖神。
And it represents that we need God.
啊，在生活当中，我们如果总是说我要依赖谁啊，依赖哪一个人啊？似乎是一件不是很光彩的事情。
In our lives, if we say, "Oh, we are always relying on certain person," it may not be that honorable.
啊，如果总是要依赖人啊，表示啊自己是很啊是很懦弱的。
If you always rely on other people, then you are very weak.
啊，总是要依赖人啊，表示自己很没有主见。没有自己的意见。
If you areAlways rely on others. You don't have opinion for yourself.
啊，但是我们真的是需要依赖神。
However, everyone must rely on God.
哦，我们在神的面前啊，越是觉得啊，我们很软弱、很缺欠啊，我们才能够有真正的完全依赖的信心。
Only if we have, we can humble ourselves completely before God, we can gain faith.
我们也才能够真正得着真正的帮助，真正的福气。
That's the only way we can gain the true blessing.
在这里，以斯拉啊，邀请所有这些会众啊，用一个谦卑的态度来向神祈求。
And here, Israel invited all the congregation to humble themselves.
我们知道《以斯拉记》里头啊，记载着两次。犹太人从外邦的地方啊回到耶路撒冷。
And in Book of Ezra, there's two incidents where Israelites travel back from a foreign country.
当然，这所记载的是主要的两次。
Of course, these are the two major ones.
就是有一大群的人啊，在同一次回到耶路撒冷。
And the major, by major, I mean. A large group of people returning to Jerusalem.
那第一次呢是在啊这个主前的538年。
The first journey was five thirty eight B C.
啊，那是记载在以斯拉记的一开始哈第一章。
And in Book of Ezra chapter 1.
那他们的目的啊就是回耶路撒冷重建圣殿。
Their goal was to rebuild a temple in Jerusalem.
啊，圣殿终于在主前的515年来建造完成。
And in 515 BC, the temple was finished.
啊，当然这当中经过了一些阻挡波折。
Of course, they encountered resistance and tribulations.
哦，但是这是神的工作啊，所以神最后帮助他们来完成。
But it was God's work, so God eventually helped them to finish the task.
那这个以斯拉，他是在主前的458年，带领一些百姓回耶路撒冷。
And Israel himself led some people back in around 458 BC.
哦，所以距离圣殿完成啊，大概经过了57年。
So.
就是在圣殿建造好之后的57年，以斯拉他们回去耶路撒冷。
So about after 57 years after the temple was built, they returned to Jerusalem.
那当然在这当中应该也有那种个人的少数的来往于这个耶路撒冷跟这个波斯帝国。
Of course, there's individual journeys between Persian Empire and in the land of Judea.
好，我们请再看以斯拉记八章二十二节。
Let's look at chapter 8, verse 22. Verse 22, I was ashamed to ask the king for soldiers and horsemen to protect us from enemies on the road, because we had told the king, the gracious hand of our God is on everyone who looks to him. But his great anger is against all who forsake him.
这一节告诉我们为什么以斯拉邀请百姓禁止祷告。
Here, Israel told the people the reason behind the fast.
因为他们没有要求从国王那边来的这个兵丁来保护他们一路上的行程。
Because they asked for no escorts.
23节。
Verse 23. So we fasted and petitioned our God about this, and he answered our prayer.
那神也真的听他们的祷告来帮助他们一路的平安。
And of course, God heard about their prayer and protected them all the way.
31节。
Verse 31. On the 12th day of the first month, we set out from the Ahava Canal to go to Jerusalem. The hand of our God was on us, and he protected us from the enemies and bandits along the way.
所以以斯拉来回顾这一趟的旅程。
And here Israel recalled what happened during the journey.
那他们都体验了说我们神的手保佑我们。
Everyone experienced that God's hand protected them.
所以他们终于到达了耶路撒冷。
And eventually they reached Jerusalem.
这里说他们是正月第三十一节说正月的十二日他们从这个亚哈瓦河来出发。
On the 12th day of the first month, they set out from Ahava Canal.
那到底他们花了多少时间？这个路程他们花了多少时间呢？
So how long they spent on the journey?
好，我们请看第七章。
Let's turn back to chapter 7.
第七章第七节。
Chapter 7, verse 7. Verse 7.Some of the Israelites, including priests, Levites, singers, gatekeepers, and temple servants, also came up to Jerusalem in the seventh year of King Artaxerxes.
第八节。
Verse 8. Israel arrived in Jerusalem in the fifth month of the seventh year of the king.
第九节。
Verse 9. He had begun his journey from Babylon on the first day of the first month, and he arrived in Jerusalem...He arrived in Jerusalem on the first day of the fifth month, for the gracious hand of his God was on him.
这里告诉我们他们是正月一号这个要往这个巴比伦要离开这个巴比伦。
So on the first day of the first month, they departed Babylon.
在第八章三十一节说到是正月十二日。
And on August...On chapter 8, it says, 12th day of the first month.
所以应该是在正月一号他们就聚集在一起。
So it should be that they gathered first day of the first month.
然后做了十二天的这个准备的工作。
And they did 12 days of preparation.
那在这十二天当中以斯拉邀请他们这个做禁食祷告。
Within these 12 days, Israel invited the people to fast.
然后，这个一月十二号他们真正的启程。
And on 12th day, they embarked their journey.
这一趟的旅程他们真的是要面对着危险。
The journey was not safe.
我们已经看到说这一趟的旅程是用了大约。这个将近五个月的时间。
The journey by itself is 5 months long.
那在这个 这么多人这么漫长的路程当中，真的会有很多的事情都可能发生。
This is a long journey, and there are many things that could happen.
他们有的是全家，所以包括很幼小的孩子。
There were little children.
那他们也带了财物。
They brought along their possessions.
所以这些都是最容易被坏人来攻击的。
And the bad people can attack them easily.
当他们聚集在一起的时候。
When they gather.
他们要为他们的路程来忧虑。
They have to worry about their journey.
真的，他们需要为他们的生命、为他们的财产来觉得忧虑。
They need to worry about their own lives and their own possessions.
当人遇到危险的时候，很自然的就会着急，就会忧虑。
And it's human nature to worry and to worry when we encounter trouble.
我们每一个人在生活当中都有可能遇到危急的时候。
And in our lives, we may encounter danger as well.
有时候我们称这些危急为挑战。
Sometimes we call these dangerous challenges.
那我们也常常立志要胜过我们的挑战。
And we often set our goal to overcome these challenges.
那在为了要胜过挑战，所以生活当中就会有这个着急忧虑。
And in order to overcome these challenges, sometimes we worry.
撒旦的工作会成为我们的挑战。
And the work of Satan sometimes will challenge us.
我们这个肉体上的病痛也是我们的挑战。
And our physical weakness, our illnesses can also be a challenge.
我们生活的不顺利或者失败也是我们的挑战。
And the failures in our daily lives may also be a challenge.
当有挑战的时候，我们一定要胜过。
We should try to overcome these challenges.
为了要胜过挑战，所以就有这个忧虑着急。
And when we try to overcome these challenges, we often worry.
有这些忧虑着急，就会夺去了我们生活当中的喜乐、平安跟健康。
When we are worrying and being anxious, we may lose our health and our happiness.
还有我们的平安。
And our peace.
那所以当我们面对着这个挑战的时候，这个危险的时候，我们应该怎么来处理？
So, what should we do when we face these challenges?
我们就从以斯拉所做的，我们来做几点的分享。
Let's learn from Ezra.
好，我们再读一下以斯拉记八章二十一节。
Let's read again, Ezra chapter 8, verse 21. Ezra chapter 8, verse 21. There, by the Ahava Canal, I proclaim a fast, so that we might humble ourselves before our God and ask Him for a safe journey for us and our children with all our possessions.
这里以斯拉他带领百姓来寻求神。
Here, Israel led the people to seek God.
在着急忧虑的时候，我们往哪里去？
If we are worried or anxious, where do we go?
以斯拉带领百姓来寻求神。
And Israel led the people to see God.
所以他邀请百姓做禁食的祷告。
He asked the people to proclaim a fast.
因为将要面对着危险。
Because danger is upon them.
所以他们需要有所依赖，需要得着帮助。
And they're in need and they want help.
请看诗篇121篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 21.
Psalm
chapter 121.
旧约圣经753页，诗篇121篇，旧约753页第一节。
Psalm 121, verse 1. I lifted up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from?
作诗的人在遇到挑战危机当中，他说：“我的帮助从哪里来？”
And the psalmist asked, "Where does my help come from?"
第二节
，verse two, "My help comes from the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth."
一个拜神的人，他知道真正的帮助从神那里来。
A God worshipper will know that The real help comes from the Lord.
第三节。
Verse 3. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber.
第四节。
Verse 4. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep.
第五节。
Verse 5. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand.
第六节。
Verse 6. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night.
第七节。
Verse 7. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life.
第八节。
Verse 8. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore.
这个作诗的人，他有所体验，他 也有所期望。
The psalmist had some experience and also some visions.
他知道他所拜的神是永远的跟他同在的。
He knows that God is forevermore with him.
他知道他所拜的神是不会有所疏忽的。
And he knows the God he worships is not careless.
人在生活当中总是有很多的做不到的事情或疏忽掉的事情。
So many times humans are careless or powerless.
人总是没有办法24小时来留意着某一件事情。
And humans cannot be there 24 hours for something.
那神是永远的来超越了人的不能。
However, God overcomes everyone's weaknesses.
所以这个作诗的人，他知道真正的帮助从哪里来。
The psalmist knows where the help comes from.
所以有这个认识他也真的心里就能够安定下来。
With this belief, he's able to have peace.
以斯拉要百姓们把时间分别出来，专心的来寻求神。
Israel want the people to dedicate a certain amount of time for God.
这个禁食祷告也是一种特别的祷告，特别把时间挪出来寻求神。
A fast is we set aside a special amount of time to pray to God.
因为他们必须为了他们的这些财物来祷告。
They have to pray for their possessions.
因为他们必须为他们的儿女来祷告。
They have to pray for their children.
因为他们必须为他们自己的生命来祷告。
They have to pray for their own lives.
这每一件事情都是重要的。
Everything was important.
凡是他们认为重要的，在这一趟旅程里头都有可能遇到危险。
And everything they thought was important may be jeopardized on this journey.
所以他们必须要分别出来，特别的做祷告。
So they set aside amount of some time for a special prayer.
我们也看到很多的古圣徒，就是在这样的祷告里头，他们也真的是找到了神。
And many saints of the old found God this way.
也就是说，他们得着了神的帮助。
They receive God's help.
在人来看，需要依赖人，需要去依赖，这个好像是弱者。
The act of relying on someone, it seems to be weak.
但是对基督徒来讲，其实这是信心。
But relying on God is a faith to the Christians.
请看诗篇27篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 27.
诗篇27篇第八节。
Psalm 27, verse 8. My heart says to you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek.
这里大卫说他要寻求这个神的面。
Here, David says that he will seek God's face.
那他的意思就是他要寻求神的帮助。
And he is seeking for God's help.
请看诗篇42篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 42.
诗篇42篇第五节。
Psalm 42, verse 5. Verse 5, why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God.
在中文圣经里头有提到说，神是用笑脸来帮助我们。
And on the Chinese Bible, it says, God will use a smiley face to help us.
所以这个寻求主的面意思就是寻求神的帮助。
And when we seek for God's face, we're seeking for His help.
所以大卫啊，他也是一个祷告的古圣徒。
David was one of the prayer heroes.
啊，从祷告里头，他来领受神的帮助。
Through prayer, he received help from God.
再请看以赛亚书二十六章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 26.
旧约圣经八百三十四页，以赛亚书二十六章第九节。
Isaiah chapter 26, verse 9. My soul yearns for you in the night. In the morning of my spirit longs for you. When your judgments come upon the earth, the people of the world learn righteousness.
这里说我的灵啊，我内心我的心灵切切的来寻求神。
Here says the soul yearns for God.
当我们遇到危机的时候
，When we encounter trouble，
我们的心忧虑，甚至烦乱
，We become confused or anxious。
那我们要赶快的来寻求，用我们的心灵来寻求神，我们才能够真的安静下来，安定下来。
We need to quickly yearn for the Lord to calm our spirit.
这里说我的灵我的心灵来寻求神。
Here it says my soul yearns for you.
而且是很恳切的，很渴慕的。
And we use the word yearn.
十三节。
13. O Lord, our God, other lords beside you have ruled over us, but your name alone do we honor.
在这种危急的时候，我们也很容易让周遭的其他的事情来影响了我们。
Whenever we're in trouble, many other factors can also disturb us.
但是这里说，我还是要专心的，我专要依靠你，提你的名。
But we should be like the psalmist who said, "But your name alone we honor."
这个就是以斯拉，他之所以强调说要禁食祷告。
Here's the reason Israel says we need to fast and pray.
我们要专心的来依靠神，寻求神。
We need to focus our, we need to fix our eyes on the Lord.
再请看但以理书第九章。
Just turn to Daniel chapter 9.
旧约一千零五十页，但以理书九章第三节。
Daniel chapter 9 verse 3.Chapter 9, verse 3. So I turned to the Lord God and pleaded with him in prayer and petition, in fasting and in sackcloth and ashes.
这里说到但以理啊，他也是谦卑自己，禁食祷告。
Here, Daniel put on sackcloth and fasted.
他寻求神，寻求神的帮助。
He seek for God's help.
那但以理需要什么帮助呢？
What kind of help was he seeking for?
其实但以理当时的生活是非常的顺利的。
In actuality, his life was pretty smooth.
他是为将来的这些将来的事情来祈求。
But he was praying for the things in the future.
是为了那些为了神的应许而来祈求。
He was praying for God's promises.
请看第二节。
Let's look at verse 2.Verse 2, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood from the scriptures, according to the word of the Lord given to Jeremiah the prophet, that the desolation of Jerusalem would last 70 years.
因为但以理看了耶利米的预言，他知道这个被掳70年之后，百姓会回耶路撒冷去重建圣殿。
Because Daniel understood Jeremiah's prophecies.So he knew that the people will return after 70 years.
但是这个但以理他是在王宫里头，在王宫里头当官的。
But Daniel was an official inside the palace.
他非常的清楚知道这些外邦的帝国他们的力量他们的这个做法。
And he understood very well the strength of the empires.
所以从人来看呢，这个以色列人要回耶路撒冷，这个是不可能的事情。
So from a human perspective, it's almost impossible for the Israelites to return to Israel.
一个外邦的王，他为什么需要去为以色列人去建造圣殿？
There's no reason for a Gentile king to fund or allow Israelites going back to build a temple.
一个外邦的王，他也没有那个必要允许这些以色列人回到他们的故乡去。
And it benefits the emperors nothing to let the Israelites return.
靠着人，这是不可能的。
On human perspective, this could not be.
所以但尼底知道，这要寻求神，要得神的帮助。
So Daniel knew he needed to see God.
纵然是有神的应许啊，但是人还是要努力的去为这个事情来祈求。
Even though God made promises, but as believers, we need to still pray for it.
所以圣经告诉我们说，一个努力寻求神的人，他就会找到神。
And Bible promises, if you seek God with all your heart, you will find him.
尤其在我们觉得我们有挑战、有危机的时候，我们更是要寻求神。
Especially if you feel you're challenged, you need to seek God more.
再请看回以斯拉记第八章二十二节。
Let's turn back to Israel chapter 8, verse 22.
旧约圣经592页。
Israel chapter 8, verse 22. I was ashamed to ask the king for soldiers and horsemen to protect us from the enemies on the road, because we had told the king, the gracious hand of our Lord is on everyone who looks to him. But his great anger is against all who forsake him.
在这里，以斯拉是要带领百姓啊，是全心的来依赖神。
Here, Israel led the people to trust 100% to on God.
好，这个我们的题目啊，英文哈，它的那个意思是更强烈的意思。
And the If you look at the sermon title in English, the word is stronger.
它是我完全完全下赌注的意思。
It's kind of like risking everything you have on a gambling table.
就是以色列要百姓在这件事情上面是完全的来降服用中文就是完全的来依赖神。
And in other words, Israel want the people to rely 100% on God.
那神跟人比起来啊，对人来哈、啊，对人来看，神跟人啊，啊，常常是有很大的感受上的不一样。
And as humans, we are slightly different from God in terms of feeling and perspective.
我们看得见的人，这个好像是现成的，马上就有的。
And we see something, we want it right away.
这个当时的王啊，他也是愿意来帮助这个以斯拉。
The king at the time was willing to help out Israel.
以斯拉要求了，王也一定会派兵一路上来保护他们。
If Israel made a request,The king will probably send troops to escort.
不是 probably, 一定会。
The king will send the escorts to help them.
那这些兵丁也真的是可以保护他们一路没事。
And of course, the king's army will be able to protect them from any harm.
我们人很容易，这是一个很自然的倾向，现成有的。我们就马上寻求或者马上来用。
If the option's available to us, most likely we'll take it.
其实这个也没有错。
Of course, this is not wrong.
因为就是摆在眼前。
Because we saw it in front of our eyes.
我们也可以说这就是神所提供给我们的。
And we may say, oh, this is God's will.
但是却也很容易让人落入用人来代替神的这一个试探里头。
But slowly we might fall into the temptation that we use human ways to replace God.
以斯拉他们这一次是一个很特殊的情况。
and the circumstances were pretty unique.
这个以斯拉已经曾经向国王来见证过这个神的力量。
Israel had already testified to the king about God's power.
他也跟王见证过神过去对以色列人的那种信实。
And God testified about the faith to the Israelites in the past.
他已经做了见证啊，所以啊，他必须要有这个很独特的一个独特的一种信心。
He already testified, so he must have this unique faith that other people do not have.
看起来他好像是在下赌注。
It seems like he was making a bet.
啊，但是事实上，他是在全心的信靠依赖神。
But in reality, he was relying 100% on God.
啊，这个在我们的生活当中。啊，或许也会发生。
This may happen in our daily lives. 啊，
那我们求神让我们能够分辨得清楚。
And may God give us the wisdom to discern it.
啊，并不是说有现成能够有现看得见的现成的，这个就是不好或者没有信心。
Of course, we're not saying that the option that's directly available to you is the bad choice. 啊，
很重要的那个精神就是我们。全心的依赖神。
But we should have the spirit that we should rely on God 100%.
在那种必要的时候，好像以斯拉这样子完全下赌注的时候，神一定会感动我们。
And when we made the dedication to put out 100% for God, God will touch us.
那我们有那种感动的时候，我们能够像以斯拉他们这样子去做。
And when we have that kind of that of move, we will be like Israel.
好，我们看这个圣经里头的一些人物啊，也真的是有这样的事情。
And it didn't only happen with Israel; it happened with many others in the Bible.
我们举一个例子，请看《列王记下》第四章。
For example, let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 4.
《列王记下》第四章第一节。
Second Kings chapter 4 verse 1. Verse 1. The wife of a man from the company of the prophet cried out to Elisha, "Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that he served the Lord. But now his creditor is coming to take my two sons as slaves."
对不起，应该是那个第四章的第八节。
Actually, let's read 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8. Verse 8. One day Elisha went to Shem, and a well-to-do woman was there, who urged him to stay for a meal. So whenever he came by, he stopped there to eat.
第九节。
Verse 9. She said to her husband, "I know that this man who often comes our way is a holy man of God."
第十节。
Verse 10, let's make a small room on the roof and put it in a bed and in a table, a chair and a lamp for him. Then he can stay there whenever he comes to us.
在这里提到这个以利沙先知啊，他接受这一家人在生活上给他的这个帮助啊，这个供应跟帮助。
From these verses, we know that Elisha received assistance from this family.
他没有拒绝，他是领受了。
Elisha did not refuse their kindness.
再请看第五章的二十六节。
Turn to chapter 5, verse 26.
十六节。
Verse 16. Chapter 5, verse 16. Verse 16. The prophet answered, "As surely as the Lord live, whom I serve, I will not accept a thing." And even though Naaman urged him, he refused.
那在这里，以利沙他却绝对的、完全的拒绝乃曼所提供给他的这个供应啊，或者奉献。
On the other hand, in this verse, we see that Prophet Elisha refused completely Naaman's offer.
这个以利沙需不需要这些物质上的供应
？Did Elisha need these materials?
事实上，应该他是需要的。
Of course, as humans, we all need material things to live.
但是在这里他却完全的拒绝。
But in this incident, he refused completely.
在我们的信仰生活里头，也会有这样类似的情形。
In our life of faith, we may encounter similar situations.
所以我们要常常亲近神。
So we need to draw close to God.
我们常常学习道理。
And we should learn the word.
让我们能够有一个很清楚、很敏感的心。
So we can have a sensitive heart.
让我们知道在什么时候我们应该怎么做。
We know what to do in what moment.
像以斯拉他们在必须要用这种完全下赌注的时候就是要有这种的信心来完全的依赖。
Just like in case of Israel, at that moment, they need to rely on God 100%.
那当然，这个是一个特别的情形，特别的信心。
And that was a special circumstance and special faith.
我们不用去勉强，在必要的时候，神一定会感动我们，让我们清楚的知道。
We need not to force ourselves to do such a thing, but at the right moment, God will let us know.
但是无论如何，我们是全心的依赖神。
And no matter what, we are relying on God completely.
我们请再参考一下《耶拿书》第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Jonah, chapter 1.
耶拿书第一章第六节。
Book of Jonah, chapter 1, verse 6.
旧约圣经1083页。
Book of Jonah, chapter 1, verse 6. The captain went to him and said, How can you sleep? Get up and call your God. Maybe he will take notice of us, and we will not perish.
第五节。
Let's look at verse 5. All the sailors were afraid, and each cried out to his own God.
阿们。这个第五节讲到在那个危急的情形大家都在求告自己的神。
At this moment of tribulation, all the sailors cried out to their own God.
因为现成的没有一个人能够帮助他们。
Because at that moment, no man could help them.
所以必须要真的是全心的来依赖神。
They rely completely on religion.
那个求的最迫切的应该是这个船长、船主。
The captain was probably the one that prayed the hardest.
但是当他看到耶拿在睡觉的时候
，But when he saw Jonah sleeping,
他对耶拿说：“你怎么在睡觉？”
He asked Jonah, "How come you were sleeping?"
你求告你的神，或者你的神可以救我们。
He asked Jonah to call on his God, because maybe Jonah's God could save them.
这是什么意思
？What does this mean?
这个船主对他自己所拜的神是没有自信的，没有信心的。
The ship captain did not have much faith in his own God.
他求了，但是他不知道他的神是不是帮得了他。
He asked, but he did not know if his own God could help him.
但是在这样的时刻里头，耶拿知道他的神能够救他们。
But at this moment, Jonah knew his God could help the people.
那我们对我们的神是要有这样的自信。
Do we have this kind of faith to our own God?
在这个需要完全下赌注的时候，我们知道我们可以依赖。
When we need to go all out, do we have someone to rely on?
再请看回以斯拉记第八章。
Let's turn back to Israel chapter 8.
第八章二十三节。
Chapter 8, verse 23. So we fasted and petitioned our God about this, and he answered our prayer.
神就听了他们的祷告。
So God heard their prayer.
神就在他们的一路上来跟他们同在，保护他们。
On the whole journey, God was with them and protected them.
神在我们所有的遭遇里头跟我们同在。
And no matter what we encounter, God is with us.
因为他听见，他也答应我们。
Because he heard and he answered.
他一定会回应那种诚心专心来寻求他的人。
He will answer to those who rely on him completely.
在危险的当中，人需要全心来依赖神。
In times of danger, we need to rely on God completely.
当我们还做罪人的时候，我们在危险的当中。
Once we were still a sinner, we were in danger.
所以我们寻求神，神就救拔了我们。
And when we see God, God saved us.
面对着没有办法掌握的明天，我们需要全心的来依赖神。
And looking at the tomorrow we do not know, we still need to rely on God.
有的人天生是比较胆怯，比较容易害怕。
Some people are naturally weaker or more afraid.
有的人所处的环境真的是让他非常的不觉得忧虑、沮丧。
And some people grew up in an environment that caused them to be sad or depressed.
但是常常这样子反而让我们得着了神。
But often because of this, we are able to see God and find God.
请看约翰福音第九章。
Let's turn to John chapter 9. Let's turn to Gospel of John, chapter 9, verse 39. Verse 39. Jesus said, For judgment I have come into the world, so that the blind will see, and those who see will become blind.
在新约的142页，约翰福音的八章，九章三十九节，主耶稣说，不能看见的，叫不能看见的可以看见。
Now here, Jesus mentioned that the blind will see.
不能看见就是弱势比较软弱的。
And if you're blind, you belong to the weaker minority.
既然是软弱的所以生活当中就有更多的危险，更多的挑战。
And living a life of a minority, it's harder, and you will face more challenges.
因为软弱，所以就更会有更多的这种忧虑、害怕。
Because those who are weaker, they will encounter more trouble, and they might be more afraid.
主耶稣说，这样的人他反而可以看见了。
However, Jesus said, those who are like that will see.
这样的人他反而能够得着神。
It's easier for those people to see God and find God.
因为他真的能够谦卑自己，来全心的依赖神。
Because those people were able to humble themselves and see God.
所以如果我们发现说我们是这个有忧虑、有着急、有害怕。
So if we see any anxiety or troubles in our lives,
或者我们总是觉得我们需要依赖。依赖别人
or we feel we always want to rely on others
那其实这也不是一件羞耻的事情或者不好的事情
that's nothing to be ashamed of
只要是在信仰的里头我们反而可以得神的祝福我们反而得着神
if we see God it's easier for us to find God
在神的恩典里头我们反而要成为有智慧的、刚强的。
And in the spirit, we are actually the stronger one.
那主耶稣说，那个自以为能够看见的，反而是瞎了。
However, those who see will become blind.
所以我们坦白的承认，我软弱，我需要有所依赖。
So we should be blunt and confess we are weak and we need someone to rely on.
这在主耶稣的面前是有福气的。
This is counted as blessing in front of God.
所以我们很认真的、很实在的来看我们自己。
So let's be honest with ourselves and reflect our life.
神的爱一定会进入我们的生活里头。
And God's love will come into our heart.
我们过去认真的寻求神，我们今天 还是要继续认真的来寻求神。
In the past, we see God really hard. Today, that let us continue to see God.
我们已经领受了救恩，我们还是需要神不断的在我们的生活当中、信仰里头来救拔我们。
We receive the salvation. However, we need to keep asking God to look after us.
让我们做一个全心依赖神的人。
Let us become the person who can completely rely on God.
唱诗145首。
Sing Hymn 145.